Take your Bibles, please. Turn with us to the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, please. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word, and we're going to start reading at verse number 13, and we'll read down through verse number 18. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you again today for what you've done in this place. I thank you for all the ministries, Lord, that's taken place today. Thank you for what you've accomplished through them. And once again tonight, Lord, we need your power and we need your wisdom. We just need you, Lord, and this preacher certainly is aware that I need you, and I just ask you to help me. You know my needs, and I ask you, Lord, to do that which is needful in my life, that I might be a blessing to these people who's assembled here tonight. Now help us, Lord, as we preach the word of God. Let you be honored and glorified. And Father, when it's all said and done, I trust that this will be something that's been helpful for the work of God. And we'll thank you now in Jesus' blessed name. We pray. Amen. You may be seated. It's a very familiar portion of scripture that I read to you this evening. And of course, when the Lord said he was going to build his church upon this rock, that he was going to build his church, I know that you all here are familiar that that's not Peter he was going to build it on. You know that. He was going to build it upon the statement that Peter said here when he said that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what he was going to build it on, and that's what he's been building his church on all along. Now, some years back, and that was back in 1991, when we came back to Blessed Hope Baptist Church, there was some goals that I kind of set for myself and for the church when I came back. And one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to strengthen those things that were already here. I wanted to strengthen the things that remained. I also, during that time, had set a goal to reestablish some of the things that had slipped. We wanted to reestablish them and put them back in place and get them back where they ought to be. And of course, the real goal that I had then from there was to let Christ continue to build his church here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And to add to it, and to do things for the Lord, and have new ministries, and just do things that God would want us to do, so that the church could be built. And we know that only Jesus can do that. He's the one. He uses people like us, don't he? But it's him that does the building. We understand that. We understand that well. So what we wanted to do tonight is I want to share with you a little bit. I've just entitled the message, "What Blessed Hope is Doing." And I want to share with you something tonight. I want you to get a kind of a whole picture of the ministry of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's pretty easy, because especially if you kind of work in a ministry, one ministry or two ministries, to center in on them ministries, and that's basically what you see, and the whole scope of things a lot of times is kind of lost. Not that you intend to, it's just that that's what you're busy with. You're busy with the ministries you have, and you can pretty well pick it apart and look at it and say, you know, I think this ought to be better and that ought to be better, and nothing wrong with that. It's good for us to better ourselves, but we need to look and see the whole scope of what Blessed Hope Baptist Church is. And that's what I want to do tonight. It's a very simple message, but I want to bring to you what we're doing here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and of course, it's him doing it. When I start this, you understand that. It's not us, basically, but he's using us to do this. And so I think it would help us if we'll get an overall scope of what's going on here. at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and I think it'll help you to get behind the ministry. I think it'll help you to realize there's a lot that God is doing in this place. So what I want you to do is I want you to listen to what I'm going to say, and I trust it'll be a help and a blessing to you. I'm probably not going to mention names in the ministries that is going on in Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I'm doing that because it would be awful hard in each one to start naming this one and that one and make sure everybody got named, and that I wouldn't offend anybody, because if I didn't mention this person or that person, you understand what I'm saying. We just want you to know that we are grateful and thankful for what the Lord is doing here in this place. And I'm thankful for it. But I think what I'm going to do, because there's about 20 things I want to give you. Now, I won't spend a whole lot of time, so you say, oh my goodness, 20 points. That's dangerous. And of course, I've got five sub-points underneath all the 20 points. And you say, that's dangerous. Oh my goodness. Well, no, you just hang on. It'll be all right. But I do want to present some things to you. And the first thing that I want to share with you at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and I'm going to start with this because I think this is paramount in any church. First of all, you have the preaching of God's Word being done here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You have that on Sunday morning, you have that on Sunday night, and you have that on Wednesday night. The preaching of the Word of God. I am convinced, I've said this, Brother Evan Hightower and I, he said, I tell my people the same thing. And I said, that's what I tell my people. If you will just come to every service, you'll get all the counseling you need. Now, I'm not saying there isn't specific times you need some counseling. I understand that. I know that. Because specific things come up and we need some help. But if you'll just sit under and be faithful in every single service, I'll guarantee you that you'll get a good, steady diet of the Word of God that will help you in your daily life. Just stay faithful. Just keep listening. It isn't going to happen all in a month or 2 months. But over a period of time, over years of time, you'll get the counsel from God's Word through the preaching of the Word of God. And I'm convinced that there is preaching of God's Word. I believe it's going forth from this church. A lot of different individuals bring forth the Word of God here. We just had revival meetings, and that's another thing I want to mention to you. Here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, I believe we have good, solid revival meetings. We just had one, and we had a good meeting. We brought men in to preach to you the Word of God. Many times, a new voice just helps you. It isn't a lot of times that you haven't heard the same principles. It's that a new voice comes in and preaches to you. And that is good. I think that's the way God does it. And a lot of times, in all seriousness, you pretty well get used to your pastor. You know, when I stepped in the pulpit this morning, we was back home. And everybody kind of relaxed. You know, in all seriousness. But when a new voice steps in, You hear a new voice saying, yes, a lot of things the same, and other things bringing us new truths, not new to the Bible, but new things and helpful things that'll help us, and saying them in a way that will just encourage our hearts and help us to go on for God. And I try to do that. I try to have revivals that will help us. So preaching of the Word of God. We also have youth revivals. We're very interested in the youth. We have been for years and years and years. We do our best to try to encourage and help the youth, the young children, the youth. We have youth revivals. And we bring someone in. Jim Beller came the last time, preached for a few services here, and preached to our young people the Word of God to stir their hearts and to help them to be better for God than they've ever been. You see, that doesn't mean that they haven't already had preaching. Pastor Jerry does the preaching in our youth all the time, basically all the time, brings forth good stuff and teaches them and does a wonderful job of training them. But from time to time, we bring new people in, new voices, so that they'll hear the Word of God. And of course, not only that, we have camps. Now, kind of mark these down. I'm not saying you have to write them down, but mark them down in your mind of all the things that here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church we are providing. We have camps in the summertime. We have primary camps, teen camps. We have camps where these young children go off to camp for a week and many times come back just changed. The possibility is they come back changed. If there's not a lot of change that's needed, they're encouraged in the Lord and they come back on fire for God. Camps, I think, are important. And we provide that here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We make a place for them to go and to go away for a week and be encouraged and helped in the Lord. And as I said earlier, of course, youth meetings is taking place here all the time. When they go to camp, listen to me, it's the same way with revival. A lot of times you look at revival and you say, boy, look what happened that week. It didn't happen that week, it happened that year. It happened that year. You want to say, well, you know, and a lot of times it's the same way on camp. We go away to camp and we say, boy, look what happened in that week of camp. Why didn't that happen in our youth meetings? That's where it happened. That's where it happened. Youth meetings is so important, and they're getting trained and taught, and they go away to camp for a week, and they get it, ding, bing, 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 in 5 days or whatever it is, day after day, and they're encouraged and helped, and so they make some decisions down there that they've been harped on for a good little bit to make. So that's the way it is. And we provide these camps. We provide mission trips for our youth people. I know that for the history of Blessed Hope, they went to Mexico and different places, you know, and done that. And that is right, and that is proper. We took our young people to Mexico here a while back, and then we took them out to Brother Biber's out here, you know, as a mission trip to work with a new church and trying to get it going and all of that. This summer, we're taking our young people to St. Louis, and they're getting ready to help start a new church down there in St. Louis through Brother Beller. And we're taking our young people down there to be a blessing and a help, you see, so they can get involved in this. Okay? So what I'm saying to you is, folks, listen, there's a lot of things that's going on, a lot of ministries that's going on here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We're providing a lot of things for our young people. We have every year, Brother Burr and Pastor Jerry usually kind of oversees this, but we have Vacation Bible School. I'm not talking about some just little old Vacation Bible School where we get together and do a little teaching here and there. I mean, we go all out. Last year we had, I think, 317 as the high day on Vacation Bible School. Jasonville, Indiana, that's pretty good. I mean, we send our buses out. We work. I mean, we say, well, we're going to have Vacation Bible School. And everybody says, yeah, we're going to have Vacation Bible School. But folks, do you realize the work and all the stuff that goes into Vacation Bible School? I mean, you say we're going to set a date. Folks, that's just the beginning. And all the work begins to flow and start toward Vacation Bible School. And I mean, you know, if you've signed up around here, we work you. Yes, sir. You work. And that's wonderful. That's the way it's supposed to be. But there's a lot involved. But think about that. Every year, we provide a place for young people to come from these communities around us in a Vacation Bible School that God just has used over and over and over. It's exciting what God is doing. We have also a master's club here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, which takes place on Wednesday nights. We have our workers, our leaders and our workers down there working with young children from first grade, second grade, and third grade in one of the master's clubs, and in, of course, fourth, fifth, and sixth in the other master's club. And we do that every Wednesday night through the school year. We provide for them a place. In fact, they even go, a lot of them is picked up by people out of this church and sometimes on buses and vans and brought to master's clubs. We're providing on Wednesday night a place for young people to learn and to grow. Well, folks, that's a big ministry. And as I may tell you something too, in these ministries, some of the ministries do not receive a lot of funding. The nature of them does not need a lot of funding. Some of them get a lot of funding because the nature of it, it takes a lot of money to produce that. Vacation Bible School is a very expensive thing that we do, but it's okay. It's part of the ministry. It's what we do. Master's Clubs is fairly expensive. It really is, but you know what? It's what we do. We provide for these young children on Wednesday night. You see, while we're up here hearing the Word of God preached, we provide for these young people to come and grow and learn. You see, it's exciting, you see. Sunday school classes. From the time that any nurse, any family walks in that door back there, there is a Sunday school class for that individual and all of their family. There's a nursery, which we have during the Sunday school hour. There's a nursery, and then it's also on up through. We have Sunday school classes, 2 and 3 years old, 4 and 5 years old, first grade, second grade, and third and fourth grade, and fifth and sixth grade, boys and girls in 7th and 8th grade, boys and girls, and the 9th through the 12th grade, boys and girls, different classes. And then we have the young adults and the older adults. We have a place to put everybody that walks in that door immediately has a place to go and hear the Word of God. Amen. That's Blessed Hope Baptist Church. That's what's happening here. Okay? And so try to get an overview of all that is going on in this place. We have children's churches. And in essence, we start at the nursery. Once again, we have a nursery back here during church. And we start at the nursery, and then we have a two-year-old children's church. Okay? We have a three through fifth grade that hasn't been to kindergarten children's church. We have then a kindergarten through fourth grade children's church. The rest of them from fifth grade up comes into this auditorium to hear the Word of God. So what I'm saying to you is we provide for all of these people, these families that are coming in, we have a place for them to go. And we have people working with them and teaching the Word of God to them. Now also, we have a school. We have a school that's from kindergarten to 12th grade. You know, you say, okay, we have a school, and a lot of people, that's all it goes. It doesn't go any farther, but oh, the scope of that is enormous. It's enormous because fingers from the school just go out, and I mean the ministries that's involved in the school and the people that's involved in the school and what it's doing and what God is using it for is just absolutely enormous. So I'm saying, what a ministry. It's an expensive ministry, but I'm just saying to you folks, it's a wonderful ministry. That's here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's being provided for right here in this place. Your local home church has a school for your children. We have a merit sale. It's just one of the little side ministries off that a couple in our church comes and performs every single Tuesday. A merit sale, and many of you provide for that and help in bringing the items that the merit sale that they use in the merit sale. I mean, this doesn't just stop in one place. We have a lot of ministries. We have the Read Master and the Type Master and all that the teachers do. And I was figuring up the other day, we have 60 students, and if each one of them done the proper work that they're supposed to do, some do extra, some do maybe a little less, but we would put through this school 3,600 paces in 1 year. It's amazing what's going on here, and all of that takes a leadership. It takes a principal. It takes administrator. It takes teachers. It takes monitors. It takes all kinds of help in our school. Amen. So again, I'm just simply saying to you, we've got to understand that God is doing some things. He is doing them right here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and we haven't only begun. We have buses. We run 4 buses and 2 vans from this church. We run them, of course, on Sunday morning. Not only that, on Sunday night, we have partial running of these buses that pick up partial loads on Sunday and Wednesday night, bringing people. Some of these young people here tonight was picked up by some of our folk and brought to the house of God tonight because they have a dedication to the Lord and want them here in the house of God. We're doing that. We're doing it every Sunday. That's an expensive ministry, but that's just the nature of the ministry. That's okay. And we do it, like I say, on Sunday night. There's some here. On Wednesday nights, there's some going out and bringing young people into our master's clubs on Wednesday. We've been having on master's clubs anywhere out there, down here and out there. Usually there's close to around 70 people. It's amazing. See, and that's being provided by Blessed Hope Baptist Church. That's going on here. Okay? And then we look at the nursing home services that we have. Right now we have 4 nursing home services. We have one over in Spencer, and that is held 2 times a month. The rest of them in Jasonville, in Linton, and in Sullivan is 1 time a month. I have another nursing home right now that would like us to come and provide a monthly service. I would say to you, if there's someone who's interested, would like to take and do some preaching at a nursing home, I've got a service for you over in Lyons. They want someone to come. Amen? But you know what that takes? That takes dedication. That takes, I don't want somebody just going to say, well, I'll do it for a week or two. I want somebody to take it on as a ministry and go over there and let God use you to help those older folk come to Christ and be helped along their Christian life. So there's a ministry open. I'm throwing that out to you. If you'd like to get involved in that, and I'm talking to adults, if you'd like to get involved in that, not that young people can't be involved, but has to be an adult if he's over it and does the preaching, please come to me. This is needful, and they want someone to come. So what are we doing? We've got four nursing homes right now. Blessed Hope Baptist Church is ministered to from this church right now, and could be five. That's what's happening at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And not only that, we have a tape ministry here. A lot is not said about the tape ministry, but it's a tremendous ministry. The tape ministry. These men go in here on every service and tape the messages, and are then make it available to anyone out here. If you want a loan tape, you just want to get the tape of the message and you want to listen to it, you want to bring it back, it don't cost you a dime. If you want to keep it, it costs you $1 for a tape of a service. We tape all the revival services. We do all of that. That's provided here by Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And then not only that, we send tapes to missionaries. Now let me say something to you. That ministry has kind of come to a still. We don't have somebody who will take that ministry on. If you'd be willing to take that ministry on, you got to be willing to do it. You got to be willing to do all that's involved in there. You get them from us who tells you what sermons to send, and then you copy them, you send them off, you do all the mailing, you do all that. You have to take that responsibility. It might be good for a couple to do that. It might be good for one individual to do that. I don't care as long as it gets done. But it's a ministry that needs done. And I've had received letter after letter after letter after letter from missionaries that has said, thank you, Brother Ross, for sending us the messages from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We can't let that drop off. Somebody has to pick it up and do it. Amen? So that's another ministry here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and we need someone at this time to pick up that banner and go with it. We have here, of course, we have a treasurer who's been a treasurer of this church for 30 years. And the work that goes into that, again, is just unbelievable, the amount of work that goes into that. You think you just go back here and count money and that's all there is to it. Boy, there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, we have a clerk here. We have secretaries here that does much work. Let me say to you, Sunday school material. One of the first things that I gave Jerry to do when he came to this church, one of the first things was to develop a Sunday school curriculum for us. And he developed that Sunday school curriculum. Then it takes those who will come in and put it all together. It don't just fall together. It's not this evolution thing that just happens. It's got to be people that come in and put these booklets together and get them to the teachers and make sure they're available. Amen. School material has to be prepared. Some of these classes, not only ACE material that's ordered, and let me say to you, that's another big job here. There's an individual who orders all of our ACE material for us, takes care of that, gets it in, sees to it. Amen. But the school material, there's some of the classes that where the literature has been written, the curriculum has been written, it has to be put down, it has to be typed, it has to be put together, it has to be put in its place and so that the students can use it. What I'm saying to you is it's a massive thing that goes on here. Okay? And also, we have letters to be written. We have records to be kept. Sunday school records back here is kept every Sunday morning. All of those kind of things take place. We have Sunday school teachers' meetings that have to be held. I mean, are you listening to what goes on at Blessed Hope Baptist Church? This goes on constantly, all of the time. We have a Joseph storehouse here where food is given. You, many of you, bring food in. We've kind of let off on that a little bit. We need to bring some food into the Joseph storehouse. We have a clothing place where that they can come and get clothing. We have that. We need to step up on that and get that that food pantry replenished. But let me tell you, that doesn't just stop there, just bringing the food in. It has to be taken out, put in its place. We get calls, and I call the ones who are over this, and they then take it from there. They sometimes make a visit before the food is given. They talk to them. They talk to them about the Lord. They then have to make a delivery to the house. What I'm saying to you is, folks, there's things going on all the time from ministry of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And so there's special needs that we do at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. There's people come through here all the time. We try to use discernment and wisdom on what to do and when to do. We had a lady come in here the other day. Her trailer had burnt. We put her up here in a little motel right up here for 2 nights. I said, I'll give you 2 nights. She was so thankful and grateful. She had no place to go. She said, that'll give me time at least to get something situated, something done. We do things like that all the time. That comes through Blessed Hope Baptist Church Ministries. And then, of course, we have a prayer chain. And you know about the prayer chain. You know when you get a call. Well, listen, that don't just happen. That has to initiate with somebody. And the person who then takes the prayer chain and it spreads out to different people. People are called. But listen, whenever someone says, I need somebody on the prayer chain, you many times will just drop it and think, well, okay, it's done. But folks, that puts into action a string of things. Calls have to be made all over to our people. And then time has to be taken apart from after those calls to go in prayer and pray. I mean, that's serious business. So I'm saying there's just a lot of things going on here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church that is provided here for its people and for this community. And then, of course, we have the cleaning of the church. We have given school scholarships to people who clean the church. There's 4 different ones that we give, but we give those so that they can help on their school bill, but they do the cleaning of the church. Now, what I'm saying to you is that helps them, but it also helps us. The church has to be clean. I believe the house of God ought to be clean. I believe it ought to look nice. When you come in, it ought to look nice. It ought to be clean. It ought to be stuff all over the floor. It ought to be stuff. No. It ought to be clean. And that's what we do. It's a ministry that we do as a school scholarship. You see, they don't get actual money. They take it off of their school bill. Okay, that's a ministry. We also have a mission house ministry up here. We have a place for guests to come. We have a place as brother. Brother Hightower stayed up here in the mission house. Loved it. Him and Mrs. Hightower just thought it was wonderful. It's a good place for them to stay. We'll have evangelists come. Will call me and say, I'm passing through your area. Could I stay there for a night? We'll have missionaries saying, I'm coming. I'd like to stay there for just a little while or maybe a night. Yes, you can stay there. We have individuals that come through, that's traveling through. Say, Brother Ross, can I use your prophet chamber? Yes, you can. And it's a great ministry. It's a wonderful ministry, but it has to be provided for and it has to be cleaned. We have someone that takes care of that. It goes on all the time. They go into that house and they clean that house. They take care of that house. They make sure there's food there for them people who stay in. They make sure there's a nice fruit basket. If it's a missionary, a preacher, or somebody that's coming in, there's a fruit basket there for them. There's a card there that is put in there that says, Welcome to Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Now, I hope you're hearing. I hope you understand. There's just a lot that goes on here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It has a whole lot of ministries. We just started here just some time back a jail ministry where men are taking the Word of God. We've purchased New Testaments and some Bibles and some packets for study that we've set up with the Rock of Ages. And they can be put on this program of study program if they wish to, they desire to, and they send them right to the Rock of Ages and they can start studying the Word of God where they're given testaments, they're given Bibles, and there's people giving them a testimony of their love for God and trying to get them saved. It's a jail ministry. There's people going into jails every week from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I mean, are we hearing? Are you keeping track? Are you losing track because there's so many? There's a lot of things going on here that this church is providing. We have a visitation program. soul winning program, I believe, is a good, solid soul winning program. Every Saturday, we have bus people out visiting. Sometimes when you're taking a nice, leisurely Saturday, many of our people are out knocking on doors and visiting the bus people and trying to get more to ride every Saturday. They might do it sometime on a Friday. I've heard of that. I don't care really when they do it, but most of the time it's done on Saturday. What I'm saying is it's a visitation program. We have a youth visitation program on Wednesdays. The youth go visiting and soul winning. The young people of this church, a lot of times I'm told there's probably close to a group of around 30 that go out. That including the adults and everything, about 30 goes out there and knocks on doors and hands out these brochures and pamphlets and things and gives them the word of God. That's provided through the Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We also have a Saturday adult soul winning time. And all of that material has to be printed. It has to be prepared to look nice, to brought to the here to the church, and it has to be then put together. And then it has to be delivered one at a time. And that's through the ministry of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I hope you're hearing. We have a ministry of ushers that stand back here of a morning and welcome people into the house of God. And in fact, I've told them many times, ushers, you're the first people that they see. It's important you have a smile on your face and a good handshake. Stick your hand out there and shake their hand. You know, that's what we teach our young people. It's what we teach them down in the youth, and we teach them in our school. We want a young man to have a good handshake. I want to feel his hand squeeze mine. I don't mean foolishly, but I want him to have a good, solid handshake. Amen. I want him to look me in the eye and shake my hand. That's what we teach them here in the school. That's what we teach them down in the youth. That's what we want from them. That's what we depend upon for them to do. Amen. And so ushers are the first one that greet people back there. And a smile on your face and a sturdy handshake and a welcome to Blessed Hope Baptist Church is absolutely necessary. And when you do that, it's not about you, it's about them. It's not about you fellowshipping during that time, it's about the ushers doing their job and welcoming people and help them find a seat. That all takes place here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Amen. We have a music program here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. What I feel like is a good music program. I believe God is blessing it, and we want to keep it a good music program. No liberalism, no contemporary. Don't want that junk. Don't want it here. You know, other churches want to do it. It's their business. But here at Blessed Hope, no. We don't want that. We want just good, solid music, good, solid singing. And we have good congregation singing. I'm always so proud when someone comes in and they just kind of look at me like, how'd you get them to do this? I said, because they love the Lord. They just love God. They just want to sing. And Tommy does, and I mentioned a name there, but does a great job in just keeping the people singing. But you know, you oughtn't have to keep you singing. We sing from the heart. Amen. So we have a good music program. We have specials that are practiced and then sung to the church. Good specials that people come up here and stand behind this pulpit here and sing here from their hearts to the glory of God. People who practice, and let me say to you, I stress that word. It needs to be practiced. It needs to be right when you're going to do something for God. It needs to be right. Amen. Amen. And then, and you say, Brother Ross, will there ever be a mistake? Well, I imagine. I would think so. Whether you know it or not, I practice now. I don't do so much vocal practicing my sermons, but I go over the sermon that I'm going to preach. I'll go over it 3 or 4 times. I go over it, look at it, say, okay, this is what I believe God wants. And I pray about it and go over it. I get ready to preach. Now, do I ever make a mistake? Just don't answer that. Sure I do. And everybody will. But I'm just simply saying we need to be ready to preach, to sing, whatever it is, we ought to be ready. Amen. And then, of course, we have choirs. We have that sweet little children's choir that I love to see get up and sing. You know what my desire is? I want them to learn to sing the old hymns of the faith. I want them, you say, oh, Brother Ross, let's let them sing the little children's. No, let's let them sing the hymns of the faith, power in the blood. I want them to grow up singing those songs. They're little sweet children, and I want their voices to be used for the glory of God. I want this church to see their young children up here learning to sing for God's glory. And I think they do a great job. See, I think they learned to sing. Amen. We have a youth choir. You saw the youth choir tonight. And I want the same thing for them. I want them to grow up learning and remembering at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They sung the old hymns of the faith. And they grew up that way, and they've been a blessing to the congregation. That's what we want. That's what we need. And then we have an adult choir. Have an adult choir that gets up on Sunday morning, just about every Sunday morning, and sometimes on a Sunday night, but gets up and sings and begins our services, and they're singing good old-fashioned hymns of the faith, good solid hymns that'll glorify God. And it's wonderful. Well, that all happens at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And then on Wednesday nights, we let our youth do things here as a specials on pianos and singing and things like that to teach our young people how to love God and walk with God and serve God. Get them used to coming to a piano and sitting down in front of a bunch of people and whatever it is they're doing, whatever the instrument is they're playing, and getting up here and singing and all that. They do it for God's glory. That's important. That's provided here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Amen. Then we have a missions program here that 29 missionaries at this time. And when I say that, please never take that as a braggadocious thing. We probably ought to be doing more. I'm just simply saying at this point we are supporting 29 missionaries around the world. That is home missions. That is foreign missions. It's people here in America trying to help get America straight. It's people overseas and across the borders here in the United States and taking the word of God to these people. We have a good mission program. I believe it's a good program. I believe God's blessing it. We also have missions projects that we do. Other than just the monthly giving, we give special gifts to people and all kinds of things like that. And, of course, we even had one missionary right out of our own church. I mean, that's a blessing, folk. That's come out of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We have preachers that has come out of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Preachers that are preaching the Word of God. Amen. That's a blessing. That's a wonderful thing. That came from Blessed Hope Baptist Church Ministries. We have Bible school students right back there on the wall right now. Bible school students that's out preparing to serve God. I believe that's right. I believe that's proper. We've got some young men, pictures back there on that wall, that's preparing to preach the Word of God. That's from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. That's going on here. We have teachers that teach school and has taught school and out of this church. They went away to college and come back and taught school, and they're teaching in other places, in other locations. That's happening at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We have young people that's growing up in this church and deciding that God's will is for them to get a job and stay here and support the church and work in the church. We have fine young couples that are doing that. Blessed Hope Baptist Church Ministries. You understand what I'm saying? You see, we have a group of people week on after week that is encouraged from the pulpit, and I believe from the Lord in your own hearts, to go out weekly and tell people about Christ and be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ and His saving grace. We, I believe, have people who do that on a regular basis. Thank God for that. Amen. Now, Pastor Ross delegates a lot of the responsibility to those who are doing it. But it all has to be administered. It all has to be looked over and watched. Amen? All of it does. It's just a big job that just has to be done, and it has to be done properly. You're pretty well caught up with your own ministry. That's the way it should be. That's your heart's there. That's what you do. But I have to look at everything. And sometimes I make decisions that's not always popular, but because I'm looking at everything. Because that's my job. To look at the whole ministries of the church. And without God's help, there's no way in the world that I could do that. Amen? You see, when you come into this church, into these ministries, I want you to have a vision, a little bit of what's going on. Because when you come in and you give in the offering and give of your tithes and offering, I want you to know of all that's going on because you're doing that. And when you're called upon to sacrifice for the Lord's work, I want you to know it's worth it. Because you look at all of these things that we've mentioned tonight, and I hope not, missed something. I hope not. But I want to tell you, the fingers that go off from each ministry is just unbelievable. Okay? That's happening at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I want you to feel good about sacrificing. I want you to feel good when you come in and you give your tithes and offerings, to give as God lays upon your heart to give, because the money is going out here and getting the work done through Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And I want you to have a heart that says, you know what? We've got to get this work done, and we've got to expand it, and we've got to do more for the glory of God. We can't quit. You don't want to stop. You've always want to go forward, you see. I believe we must continue to build this church. I believe that's what God would want us to do, and build the ministries and build this church for His glory. I wanted you to just not just look at the part that you're doing, but the whole ministry. And I wanted you to look and see what God is doing here in other people's lives. And through this church, God is doing marvelous and wonderful things. And let me stop and say, because of His glory, because He's doing it, He is building His church. But we cannot stop. We cannot quit. We must let Him use us. Let me just give you something. I've been looking this over. I've been seeing what God wants us to do. But right now, let me say something to you. You may not realize it, but we're out of Sunday school rooms. We have none. We have no extra. There's Sunday school classes right now that we need to split. You can only effectively teach a certain amount of students. Not only that does two things, that puts them with more attention from the teacher, and it also gives more people a chance to serve God. More teachers a chance to work with people. You're limited. You can't take a class of 20 and 25 students and effectively work with them. That's an impossibility. A Sunday school teacher does their best. They try to do that, but that's too many. It's too many. How can you follow up on all of those? How can you get into their homes? How can you pray for them? How can you do all this? What I'm just simply saying to you, we don't know exactly what we're going to suggest, but I've got some thoughts and ideas, but I just want to tell you something. We need some Sunday school rooms. Now, you know what? In all seriousness, you see, I've told you all these things and you've said amen. But now all at once, wait a minute, you mean we might have to build something? Wait just a minute, Brother Ross. You've just went too far. Now, you see, we can't stop. We cannot quit. We got to have a place for these to come, and we got to offer that to them, whatever it is. We've got to do what we need to do by God's leading. Not by ours, but by God's leading, we've got to do that. And I just want to see this church go forward. I wanted you to have a picture of what's happening. And you know what that takes? It takes sacrifice. No, it takes sacrifice. It might take us maybe having to drop some of the little goodies that we do every week and put a little more into the work of God. It may take that God, God blesses you with a raise instead of using it to buy extra things for yourself. It may be that it needs to go into the house of God. Well, I know it's not popular. It doesn't make any difference to me. I've been preaching for going on 35 years. It just don't touch me anymore. It don't bother me in the least when it's unpopular. I just want to see God's work done. And I believe that's what we need to do, and we need to be willing to sacrifice to do it. That's the way God does it. Amen. You sacrificed last week. I know you did. You gave an offering to Brother Hightower for $1,800. You say, Brother Ross, is that okay? Absolutely. You know why? I ask you to ask God what he should give. You should give. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what you did. But we also can give to the furtherance of this church. Amen? You see, there's all kinds of things that go on around here that I never even mentioned. We have deacons that do things around here, sacrifice around here and do things. I didn't mention, but we have a mechanic who takes care of the buses and sees to it that those buses, that's a ministry, sees to it that those buses run every week. We have another ministry where there's treats given out every week to these bus riders. That's a ministry. See, you could just go on and go on and go on and go on and go on. What I'm saying, though, that's happening here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. So when you come in and you give and you support the church and you do what you should do, I just wanted you to have a picture of what's going on. See, I think it's amazing what God is doing with a basically small group of people. I think it's amazing. So I'm just simply saying to you, let's don't quit. Let's get a new view of what's going on. Let's get an overall view of what's going on. I'll start talking when these other ones quit talking so I can have their attention. Everybody ready now? I mean, are you ready to listen? Okay. I'm just saying to you folks, we can't quit. We've got to go on. We got to do the work of God. Jesus, I believe, is coming soon, but I can't promise when he's coming. We just got to occupy till he comes. We just got to be busy. And I've always said, and I believe it with all my heart, if everybody will do what God tells them to do, everything will be okay. I believe that. We take up a building fund offering three weeks out of the month. I believe we need to start asking God what we should do about that. And we just need to do what he says. I mean, that's fair, isn't it? I mean, that's fair for us to just say, okay, God, whatever, and you don't have to do anything that God don't tell you. Is that right? But all I'm saying is let's do what God says. Let's get this thing on the road. We need to do something very soon. We need to look into this and get the job done. I hope it's been a help to you to see what's going on at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you again today for your grace, your goodness, your kindness. Thank you for all you've done through this place, and we know you're the one building it. We know, Lord, that we are nothing, absolutely nothing without you. And oh God, we need your help, your direction, and we just ask that you bless in a real unusual way. Might be tonight, Father, it'd be good for all of us just kind of kneel and just say, Lord, I commit myself to you, to whatever you want, whatever we want for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. What's the future hold? What do you want us to do? And we're going to be willing to do it, whatever that is. So we just ask you, have your will and way. Should there be anyone here without Christ, we pray for them, Father, and ask you, God, to save their soul and give them eternal life. Thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.